Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Genesis chapter 12 says, "Those who bless Abraham and his offspring, God will bless. And those who curse Abraham and his offspring, God will also curse." If you look through history, every nation that has come against Israel, whether it's Assyria, Babylon, Persia, Rome, they all have ceased to exist. But the miracle of Israel and the Jewish people continues to persist through time. I just returned from Israel and we'll go back a couple of times later this year. We'll talk about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about Israel and the reliance upon God through history, Matt, that we can certainly see not only in Israel, but in the scriptures. It is a miracle. One of the things I say to the people that go with us on our trips to Israel is that you land in a country named Israel. There is an identifiable people, the Jewish people. There is an ancient language that is still being used today. All of that is a miracle in and of itself. And in fact, this arose out of the ashes of one of the most horrendous points in history, and that is the Nazi Holocaust. From the ashes of the Holocaust, while the smoke was still in the air, arose the nation of Israel with an identifiable people group, with an identifiable language that goes back for thousands of years.
Yeah, they have one of the longest surviving civilizations, in history, an ancient civilization, but not a huge civilization, a relatively, by comparison, when you look worldwide, a relatively small group of people that God singled out and blessed and handed his law to be the keepers of his law, and a civilization and a people's who, for that reason, have been in the crosshairs of all the pagan world ever since. And so there can be no question here when you look at the history of the persecution that the Jewish people have suffered over millennia, there can be no question that it is divine providence that has the state of Israel where it is today, all in perfect keeping with biblical prophecy.
You know, when Amos wrote his book, he was living in the Judea-Samaria area, which some people now call the West Bank. It's actually ancient Judea-Samaria, and it's still the same land as it was. And when he wrote his book in the last chapters of the book of Amos, he prophesied that God's people would come back to the land and that they would grow vineyards there again. Well, guess what? That is, in fact, happening. It has happened. They are back in the land in Judea-Samaria. They are growing vineyards. They are growing the agriculture there. They're living. They're working. They are back, even though if you go back to Babylon, when they captured different countries, they dispersed people. They didn't just occupy. They brought the Babylonians. They put them into the land. They took the Jews. They dispersed them around so that they would weaken their power. So did Persia. They did the same thing. And that certainly limits the ability of a country to continue to exist. And yet, Persia's gone. Babylon's gone. There's no Babylonians today. There's nobody who speaks Babylonian language or Akkadian or any of the cuneiform writing. That's all gone. It's ancient history. But Hebrew still exists. It's still spoken. The Jews still exist. Half of the Jews in all of the world now live in a land called Israel. The names of that ancient land are still the same biblical names that are found in Scripture. In fact, one of the places that we visited was the city of David, where it all began, where David captures the Jebusite city and establishes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And he chose that location because it was in between the 10 northern tribes and the 2 southern tribes. So it was an independent location, which is why we modeled the District of Columbia on that same pattern, situating it so that it's not in any one of the colonies or the states, but in an independent location, just like Jerusalem was. And so in this area, archaeological discoveries have discovered findings that go back to the time of David conquering the Jebusite city, Jeremiah who was thrown into the pit when he prophesied that the southern kingdom, Judah, ought to surrender to Babylon, or they would ultimately suffer and perish. And when people didn't like it, they threw him into a pit there. That is still there. You can still see it. We had a chance to see it. And also the signet rings of the three individuals that are mentioned in the book of Jeremiah, they have been discovered in the last few years. This historical discoveries show how ancient and how much connected with the land the Jewish people have been through time. The fact that they still exist, the fact that there are only about 6 million or so, 7 million Jews that live in Israel, about half of them throughout the world live there, and yet it is so phenomenally successful. It's because of Israel that we have the technology we have today with regards to cell phones. It's because of Israel we have the technology regarding computers. The Pentium processor was all developed there. It's because of Israel that we have the agricultural advances like drip irrigation. So many things have come out of this land with a small identifiable people group. And the fact that they still exist is a miracle in itself.
Yeah, Matt, well, you hit on something that I think is at least partly, and history seems to reflect, is partly responsible for the rampant anti-Semitism that we see around the world that unfortunately is really ramping up right now of late. We see it happening again, and this is cyclical. We've seen it throughout history that there are times when anti-Semitism peaks. And part of that reason, as you point out, I think is because from a mere percentage standpoint, what are the odds that the best and the brightest, the best scientists, the best inventors, the best entrepreneurs, the best businessmen, in many cases, some of the best philosophers and thinkers and theologians, and that they would come from this tiny group of people, and from a percentage standpoint, I would posit far surpassing any other civilization in the history of mankind. It might explain a little bit that some of this anti-Semitism that we see around the world is at least in part envy-based, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think it is. In fact, there's a book out on that. It's by an economist, and he actually says that as the proposition, that it is somewhat envy-based. I think it's also spiritual, too, because there's no reason for people to not support Israel. You know, we have a program that we began in 2011 taking people to Israel. It's called Liberty Ambassador Council Program. And from that has grown or sprung what we call Covenant Journey. It's an independent organization that is taking young people to Israel. And you can go to covenantjourney.com for more information. We have several trips this summer. Most of those trips are now full, but there may still be a seat or so left. But certainly next year and during the Christmas break, we'll have more opportunities to take college young people. We're looking for college young people who are Christian with the potential for leadership, who have some level of support for Israel. And this is literally a life-changing experience to strengthen your Christian faith and equip you to become a goodwill ambassador for Israel. We're very excited about this. It is a powerful program, and you can learn more at covenantjourney.com or go to lc.org.
Yeah, Matt, and nothing but positive feedback from the students who have gone. In fact, saying that these are life-changing travels that they have been on here to go to the Holy Land, to see where it all began, where it all happened, and frankly, where it's all going to end. In large part, Israel is the center of the universe, at least from a spiritual standpoint.
Well, it gives you strength and it gives you hope when you see that God has worked through history and His word can be relied upon through history. There have been naysayers through time, but time has ultimately proved those naysayers to be wrong. Stand on the right side of history. Stand with Israel and the Jewish people. Stand on the Bible. I encourage you to immerse yourself in the Word of God. You can call Liberty Council and ask for the book by Steve Green, The Bible in America, a fascinating book. This book, The Bible in America, shows how the Bible has impacted America. Certainly it's impacted the world, but this book focuses on the Bible in America, and we have it available at Liberty Council for a contribution to you. It is a fascinating read about how the Bible has impacted America. Certainly it's certainly been the foundation for all of Western civilization, and we are connected to Israel because of our values. And obviously, since our values spring from and are founded upon what happened in Israel through the prophets and the writings and certainly through Jesus Christ, not only do we have connection with the values, but we also have common threats that are leveled against us. I encourage you, however, to read the scriptures. Immerse yourself in the scriptures. Read the book, The Bible in America. It will make you want to read the scriptures even more. You can order it at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or call us today at 1-800-671-1776. You can also become part of our Christians in Defense of Israel.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.